Olympics. Was the Olympics your companion over the weekend? All sorts of competition. There was a shift away from swimming and towards the athletic competition, the track and field competition. And of course, Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world. Not unexpected, but certainly an exciting moment. We're talking with Shira Springer, who's a writer for the Boston Globe, who's been covering the games from London. Shira, your favorite moments over the weekend, and get us caught up on what happened over the last few days.
Well, I'd have to say one of my favorite moments was certainly what happened last night on the track at the Olympic Stadium with Usain Bolt winning the 100 meters in Olympic record time when everybody was questioning his fitness going into the games. I also watched a fantastic judo match with a woman named Kayla Harrison, who had been sexually abused by a former coach. And it was just an absolute triumph. And for me, what the Olympics is really about, in that you get to hear these personal stories. And then she talked afterwards about how she wanted to use the Olympics as a platform to speak out for victims.
Here's Olympic gold medalist Kayla Harrison.
When you reach a goal like this, when you become Olympic champion, it's only natural to look back and to reflect and to look at everything that you've been through. And, you know, it just makes me that much, I don't know if this is weird to say, but it just makes me that much more proud of myself.
Watching the NBC coverage, Shira Springer, everybody seems to have some sort of emotional backstory, and this one really distinguishes itself from the up close and personal profiles we've seen almost ad nauseum on the NBC coverage. How would you rate this story?
To me, so far, this has been my favorite story of the Olympic Games, because all she went through, I mean, she was considering suicide, had writing down suicidal thoughts in her journal, you know, when she was 16 and dealing with this sexual abuse. And then she came to a gym in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and she found a coaching family, the Pedros, who really took her under their wing, and she credits them with saving her life. I mean, I don't think it gets much better to have that mixed in with your sports narrative. It's actually much bigger than a sports narrative. So for me, that's been the top so far. And in addition to that, not only is there that personal background story, but what happened at the arena that day, at the Excel Arena when she competed, it was a very enthusiastic crowd. They were cheering for her opponent, who happened to be British. Vladimir Putin was in the arena, and David Cameron was in the audience as well. So it was just an electric environment, and she deserved that, and she deserved all the recognition that she got afterwards.
Kayla Harrison, U.S. gold medal winner in the women's 78-kilogram judo. And, of course, there's a big local story for you, Shira Springer, reporter for the Boston Globe, since she does come from the Massachusetts area. But let's talk about electric moments. The tennis was an amazing piece of theater and patriotism for everyone there in London. What was that like, and what's the mood from competitions like that over the weekend?
Well, it's very interesting. I was walking back from the women's marathon when I stopped into a grocery store, and they had all of their screens inside the store tuned to this match. Nobody was shopping. They were glued to the final moments of this match, hoping that Murray would triumph, and he did. And it was just, you could hear this enormous cheer almost throughout London with the win. And it's been, you know, part of this gold rush, this British gold rush. I mean, you wouldn't have thought this to begin the Olympics, but Great Britain stands third in the medal standings. They have 16 gold medals, 11 silver medals, 10 bronze medals, and they're just behind China, who leads the medal standings, and then followed by the U.S. That's an enormous achievement. I mean, and that's, you know, there have been these phenomenal moments. I was at track the other night, too, which was also phenomenal, when Great Britain won 3 gold medals, one in the women's heptathlon, one in the men's long jump, and one in the men's 10,000, in a span of about 50 minutes. And you want to talk about electric atmospheres? That really was, in terms of an energy in an arena, another high point.
You know, I wonder if Andy Murray's defeat of Roger Federer in the gold medal round of the Olympic tennis, you know, overshadows the loss in Wimbledon. I mean, do the Olympics typically not, you know, upstage the professional tennis circuit? But in this case, maybe they have.
I think in this case they have. And, you know, they're all in the papers here calling this another, you know, a major win. This is as if Murray has won a major. That's the way they see it. And I think the fact that it was for his country, you're hearing the national anthem out on center court at Wimbledon, makes it a little bit more special, perhaps in some ways, than just a, I don't say just, but then a Wimbledon win.
South African Oscar Pistorius has a pretty darn good story. Describe his progress, and then, of course, his quest for gold ended, but still, he's made history.
Yeah, I think it was more a quest to reach the semifinals than a quest for gold. This is the first double amputee to compete in the Olympic Games, and he was just another one of those phenomenal stories, lots of attention devoted to him, and he really set his goal as to make the semifinals, to prove that he could not only participate with able-bodied competitors, but really, truly compete with able-bodied competitors, and he did. He made it to the semifinal. Unfortunately, he finished last in his semifinal heat, but you wouldn't have been able to tell that from his reaction afterwards. This was perhaps one of the happiest men in Olympic Stadium, smiling. I think he did 2 hours worth of media interviews afterwards.
I
mean, and he was just delighting in the moment. And the good news for all of us who enjoy his story and enjoy dealing with him, because he's such a gregarious, humble athlete to deal with, is that he'll compete again for the South African 4x400 team, which was a surprise winner of a silver medal in last year's World Championships.
We're talking with Shira Springer, a reporter for the Boston Globe. She's at the BBC Broadcasting House in London. You know, we've heard a lot of anecdotal reports. I mean, a lot of the BBC reporters who come on this show say, you know, I'm very cynical, but this has made me completely, you know, full of joy about everything. I mean, all these hard-bitten journalists talking about the Olympics, transforming them into these weepy, mush heads. And I'm wondering if more broadly, you've had a chance to really experience London during these games. This Olympics has had a major impact, almost a Diana moment impact on London, do you think?
I would agree. And it's been sort of a slow build as, you know, the gold medals and other colored medals have trickled in and now are more of a steady stream. The British have really, really gotten behind these games. I think every day when I walk into Olympic Park, it is so crowded you can barely move. And you see people draped in all sorts of British paraphernalia, from flags to these sort of bizarre kind of antler-like things with, you know, British symbols on them. And there's these huge live screen TVs. So if you can't get into a venue, if you're not ticketed for a venue, you can go to these public viewings. And those places
and standing
are mobs.
Around, around in the grocery stores, as you're talking about. The crowd is everywhere. Bring me back some of those antler-like things, will you, Shira?
They're all over the place.
Shira Springer, reporter for the Boston Globe, reporting on the weekend activities at the Olympics. Another week to go. Thanks, Shira.
Thanks.